Beloved radio friends, greeting with the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome again to the continued study of the Philippian Epistles in Chapter 2. In our preceding message, we presented the believer's pattern and example from verses 6 through 8. We noted the amazing and the condescending humility of the blessed Son of God, stooping from equality in the Godhead to become the servant and the slave, motivated by love, governed by humility in all of his wondrous life, but being obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, coming from the highest glory, going down to the deepest depths of sin and shame, for our eternal redemption to be our Savior. How we should love him, how we should adore him, yielding our lives to his service in complete devotion. But now in verses 9 through 11, we find a sevenfold exaltation regarding him. Reading, we find God saying by the Spirit, "Wherefore, for this cause, because of his great humiliation, God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." From the lowest depths of humiliation and shame, God has now placed him in the highest position of glory, and a sevenfold exaltation to the universal acclamation of his eternal lordship. Please note these seven upward steps. We noted the seven steps he took downward. Now let us look at the seven steps upward. First, God has highly exalted him. From the grave, he took him to the right hand of the majesty upon high, and he sat down on the right hand of the majesty upon high, according to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Second, God has given him a name that is above every name. There is no person now that is equal in name to him, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, said Peter in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. A name that is above every name. Third, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, saith the Lord. Please note particularly, it is at the name of Jesus, his lowly name, his name of humiliation, his human name, the name that was placed in derision and in contempt when they put him upon the cross. They said, "This is Jesus," the name that men today even use in blasphemy. But God will make every knee someday bow to acknowledge the worthiness of that name, Jesus. The name that means Savior. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, God told Joseph, the husband of Mary, in Matthew 1:21. But fourth note, that heaven will bow before his name. Of things in heaven, the whole celestial realm of all the angels and even saints and all heavenly glories will bow in worship at the mention of the name of Jesus. Oh, what a name! Fifth, note that everyone upon the earth and everything upon the earth will bow. Of things in the earth, the whole terrestrial realm, the human, the organic, all will bow the knee at the name of Jesus. Oh, what a name that is worthy of blessing. Also note the sixth fact. The infernal realm, the inhabitants of eternal hell, banished, tortured forever in their sins. May I say, frankly, on the ground and the authority of the Word of God, all those souls, and may I even include the devil and all of his wicked angels, will have to worship and bow the knee at the name of Jesus? Yes, they will not be redeemed souls, but they will acknowledge His worthy name. That eternal day is coming when the whole universe, celestial, earthly, infernal, will worship at the name of Jesus. And though men and demons and the devil himself may refuse to acknowledge that precious name now, in and through all eternity, they will, but not with the joy of redemption. Last of all, the universal extent is stated. Every tongue in all the universe will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God the Father will compel every tongue to confess that Jesus is Lord. Those tongues will be angelic. They will be demonic. They will be human. And whether in heaven, whether on earth, or whether in hell, they'll confess the one who went to the depths of Calvary's sin and shame is worthy to be worshipped and the knee to be bowed and the tongue to confess He is Lord of all. My beloved, could God exalt Him in a greater way? Thank God, no. My beloved friend, oh, may I speak faithfully to our hearts and to your heart. Do not wait for eternity. For in eternity, all will be compelled to bow the knee and confess with the tongue the Lordship, the universal Lordship of this blessed person who left heavenly glory, became a slave to do the will of God, to bring about redemption for the human race. In that coming day of His glory, every tongue will confess. But my friend, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Today is the time to acknowledge it. The one who died on the cross, Jesus, your Lord, don't wait until you must confess Him in eternity. Do it now. Listen to Romans chapter 10. May I quote the verses of 9 and 10 of that 10th chapter in the book of Romans? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, don't wait for eternity, right now. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. My beloved, why not use your tongue and your heart now? Let your heart say, Lord Jesus, I do believe that You came from heaven and went to the cross to save me. Lord Jesus, I now confess Thee as my Savior and receive Thee as such. Don't wait to make the confession when salvation will be too late. Truly, today is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time, wrote the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. My beloved friend, through all eternity, forever and ever, God is going to compel the whole universe to bow in worship and honor at the name of Jesus. Will you join the heavenly host when that takes place? Or will you be forever consciously worshiping and acknowledging Jesus and Lord in the lost regions of hell? Jesus is Lord even now, before whom you should bow and acknowledge, Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. Let me quote those precious words that one has well written in one of our blessed hymns. Jesus, Jesus, oh what a lovely name. Jesus, forever and forever the same. Jesus, oh, spread abroad the fame of him whose lovely name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a precious name. Yesterday, today, and forever the same. On the cross, for sinners, he bled and died. Wonderful Savior and Keeper and Lord, praise his holy name. My beloved, may I take that precious name, J-E-S-U-S, and use it in the form of an acrostic, each letter forming and speaking to our hearts one word, J-E-S-U-S. The letter name, J, standing first of all for the name, Jesus. The letter E, standing for the word, exactly. The letter S, standing for the word, suits. And the letter U, standing for the pronoun, us, every one of us. And the last letter S, standing for sinners. Let me repeat it down. Jesus, exactly, suits sinners. My beloved, well did the Apostle Paul say, it is worthy of all acceptation. This is a faithful saying, worthy of everyone accepting it, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, as the beloved Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Oh, my beloved, that lovely name, incomparable, Jesus. And thank God for his message. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. My beloved listener, may he save you right now. Receive him as your Savior and confess that he's your Savior with your tongue. Our Father, we pray, bless the truth to the hearts of thy dear people for their blessing and encouragement, and bless the gospel truth of the salvation of Christ to sinners in Jesus' name. Amen.